Hey, what's up, guys? Here on another episode of Eli and Mike here in Beverly Hills. And we have a special guest today, rapper, producer, actor. Seriously, so many different traits. Right. Let's welcome Rashawn. What's up, Rashawn?
What's up? Yo, what's good?
Thank you for being here. Multi-talented, right?
Yeah, I try to be. I got to do what I can.
There you go. Love it.
Well, we're happy to have you here. And honestly, I know you live real close by in L.A., right? You're around the area?
Yeah, I'm all over L.A., man. Okay, I'm downtown, but I'm everywhere.
Love that. Well, we're very honored to have you here. And we honestly, I know we met at an influencer party.
Yeah.
I think about a month ago.
Right.
Beautiful mansion. Yes. We got to meet you there. We're like, this dude's cool. Yeah. Like, we have to, like, talk to him. And we actually were able to actually do a video with you.
Yeah, that went crazy.
That went viral, dude.
Yes, viral.
We hit millions on Facebook and other platforms. Yes, guys, you guys got to watch it on our Instagram. And he has it on his platform, too.
Yeah.
But Rashawn,
you know what viral is, because used to be in so many different
I was on projects before viral was
right,
viral.
Exactly.
No such thing as viral.
Exactly. You created viral.
I'm originator.
Original. Really? Love it.
Well, you know, we love to go deep and go into all these kinds of conversations about how you've grown and how you become, you know, this huge influence in so many people's lives. And we actually, you know, we have kids ourselves that know of you. Yeah, they're like, oh, how did you know Rashawn? How do you know about this guy? I saw him on Camp Rock and all these different Disney things. I'm like, I don't know.
Not even our kids, actually us, because we would be there watching these shows when they wouldn't even be watching them. It'll be me.
Like, what are you watching at 3 a.m.?
Yeah.
And they would be on repeat, literally, like, you know, again, we're going to drop little names here, like, you know, Shake It Up you were on.
Yeah. Shake It Up.
You know, we had seen you on Camp Rock, and we'll get into those in a minute. But for reals, like, these would be playing on repeat, and I would just be watching them. Huge fan.
You paid a couple of my bills then.
Right? Okay, watch there you go. Love
keep
it.
Yes, I saw him write those checks.
Yeah.
Okay, love it. But again, thank you so much. It's amazing to have you here, especially you know, again, being a fan and being an influencers ourselves. Like you said, it's the new thing.
Yeah.
And I'm sure it's totally different than the world that you were in before.
It is.
But we'll get to all those shows in a minute, but we really do like to bring it back, like Mr. Eli said.
Yeah.
And we like to go to the past, and we kinda just wanna ask you like a question, like, how was your upbringing? You are from Los Angeles, right? You were born in Los Angeles, is that correct?
Yep, I'm born and raised in L.A. I'm an L.A. boy.
There you go.
It's not a lot of us, you know, not a lot of us natives, but
yeah,
I came from over in South Central, Leimert Park area, Crenshaw area. Yeah.
There you go.
And, you know, my parents still live over there, so they're close. It's a beautiful thing. So
they're both still alive and everything?
Yeah, still alive, doing well, still kicking.
I
decided to not move to the Valley or move to Hollywood, like, you know, the average entertainer.
Yes.
I said I want to stay close enough to my family, but just far enough.
Exactly. Exactly. I feel you.
Shout out to my family, though.
There you go.
So I went downtown. I've been there like 10 years.
Okay.
Amazing. Amazing. Okay.
Yeah, I was born and raised in L.A. myself, so I stayed here true to the heart of
That's what's up. Yeah, you got to, man. You got to hold it down. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And obviously, knowing you from television, from, you know, the Disney Channel, from, you know, Dancing with the Stars and all these amazing things. People, when they see you, you know, I mean, we've been in malls with you before and people are running up to you. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So everyone, you know, sees you as somebody that's just, you know, always been around, let's just say money or wealth or, you know, this is what everybody sees when you see people on TV. But was it always like that when you were growing up? Was that something that you've always, you know, been around?
Not so much. I mean, the fame I'm been kind of used to be honest with you, because my father, he's been in the game over 30 years.
Oh, wow.
As an actor, director, producer, just multifaceted like me. So I was born into this. He put me into this.
Wow.
Right, as soon as I came out the womb, I was already on camera. You know
what
I mean? He already put me. So
what was the youngest that you actually would be acting?
18 months old.
Really?
What? So I got my first agent at 18 months old.
Wow.
And I ended up on a couple commercials. And
no way.
I did like Jeep. Texaco. I don't know if you remember Texaco.
Yes.
Just little stuff like that. You know?
Those are huge, by the way.
Gap. You know, Gap. I was one of the little Gap kids up there, you know, with the little lollipop and all that.
I love that. Wow.
No way. And these are major brands. I mean, Jeep and Gap and even Texaco. That's like a huge brand, too.
It was cool. It was cool. So, yeah, I've been in it a while. And then just my dad's fame. My dad, as an actor, he was a part of pretty much all of the beginning of black entertainment. So from being with the Wayans brothers and films with Robert Townsend, Keenan Ivory Wayans, and he was in some real big productions. So when I was born, you know, it was like I was just next to an icon, you know what I mean? I'm like, oh, I want to do that too.
That's amazing.
You know what I mean?
So I like it because the fact is, have you ever seen, because you know a lot of people when they go in acting or they go into these kind of fields, they don't understand how it feels to be in front of the camera. Like right now, you're in camera.
Right, yeah.
But you've been in it all your life.
Oh, like, yeah.
You probably don't even know how it feels to not be behind the camera.
This is facts. Honestly, that's the thing. I'm very comfortable in front of the camera, and I never understood until really later on in my life, like, how much of a blessing that is, in my field at least. You know what I mean? And how much it takes getting used to if you're not used to it. You know what I mean? It's a skill, you know what I mean? But for me, it's just been, like, second nature.
Wow.
You know, my dad, he's a, like I said, he's a filmmaker, so he had the camcorder running all through my life.
Wow.
Like everything, he to this day, he cannot put his phone away. Like, honestly, he's recording everything, right?
Okay.
So, having a camera on me is like, it's weird if it's not.
Oh, wow. Right.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Oh, that's powerful stuff. Amazing. No, but that actually, well, that taught you so much about your future of things that you've been doing.
Right.
And and that's the beauty of it. Like, everybody has a different pattern in life, and you grew up in this environment that made you who you are today, and you're still growing, you're still very young, and there's so much to you, so much story that you still have to tell. I'm sure one day you'll write a book and we can get into that too.
I was talking to my boy about that. I was like, the last step is always that book.
Right
You know what I mean?
So let's give it like 50 years.
50?
You have a lot to go.
Depends on how many books I want to write, though.
Oh,
that's true.
For real.
I mean, volume one.
Okay, volume one.
That could be 5 years.
For reals, for reals. You have done enough work.
I know, exactly. So, I've been through enough shit, too.
Very true. And I guess since we're on this topic, I do want to ask the question of, you know, I know a lot of celebrities and actors who have been in the game for a long time, since they were young as well. And you're, like, the youngest that I've ever met, you know what I mean, that's been on film. And a lot of them say that, like, it affected them and they're not able to, like, be the person that they want to be, and a lot of them are like stressed out. But we've already hung out with you a couple times, and all we get from you is good energy. You know what I mean? You're always going, you're always working, and it seems like you enjoy it.
I do.
Okay, so then it really hasn't like affected you much to like be working since 18 months, you said?
18 months, No, it hasn't. Yeah, like I said, I guess that's the blessing that came from my upbringing with my pops, you know what I mean? This was inevitable for me.
Wow.
You understand? It's like, it was almost like if your family is in medicine, you end up being a doctor in medicine.
This is what I was
made for.
Like, right,
this is
right,
what it feels
right.
like, you know what
Amazing.
I mean? So the pressures and all of the things that go along with, you know, trying to be successful in your field, those are normal. I've already lived them once with my father. The ups and downs of you know, the acting business and the entertainment business. We get through that like it's nothing. That's just like what we do, you know.
Love that.
So nothing is really thrown us off. We're tight knit as well. Nothing's ever thrown us off of giving us like no hope or anything like that. It's a part of the process, like anything. You got to know how, you know, how the roller coaster works. That's and you got to go down before you go up.
Wow.
And you have such a good shoulder to lie on, like your dad with all his experience.
Yeah.
You can always just call him, hey, dad, I'm going through this.
Oh, yeah. Or he going to call me.
Right.
He going to call me. Well, he was.
Yeah, what you doing?
Right. He feels it.
Yeah, he does. Yeah, that's what that.
Wow.
So after, you know, obviously you were in all these commercials, do you remember your very first acting gig that you actually started going behind the camera? Not on commercials, not an actual show or some kind of thing where you were actually, all right, this is it. I'm going to make a name for myself.
The most memorable I would ever have to say, man, like, honestly, was when I booked Spider-Man 2 at 11 years old.
Oh, my God. Right? Yes, okay.
And at that time, honestly, I didn't know what the hell. Like, I wasn't really focused on the business of it. I was having fun.
Yes.
Right.
And I really didn't understand, like, how it was going to impact my life in the future. I just knew that this is what I'm supposed to do because this is what we do as a family. You know what I mean?
Okay,
And then I started realizing that you can get paid for this.
Yeah, right.
I was like, hold on, I'm getting paid for all of this?
Okay, right, yeah.
Mom! That's
great.
What are you talking about, right?
Right,
So I did Spider-Man 2, and I booked it, and they were like, yeah, we're going to shoot a scene in downtown L.A. We're going to make it look like New York. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, oh, that's tight.
Wow.
And I saw that sounds great. Me and my dad, after the audition, me and my family, my mom too, we went to watch a movie. We chilling like it's nothing. I'm not thinking nothing about it, right?
Right.
Yeah, you're over here on Spider-Man too.
Yeah. But, and then they called. He's like, oh, you booked Spider-Man. I'm like, oh, okay, that's cool, whatever. Right?
Yeah, right.
But then when I stepped my ass on set
and
I looked around and I saw like hundreds of people and how big the set was and like, I was like, okay, wait a minute. This ain't no little small time shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I was like, this is a big big deal. Wow. Like, honestly. And I met Toby before we shot.
Wow.
And, you know, that's, to me, that's the only Spider-Man.
Okay, oh. right, yeah. Hey,
no secrets. Okay. This is the truth. I feel exactly the same way.
You know?
I'm 33. It's not there just about go. Age, but to me, yes. Toby Maguire is the only Spider-Man.
He's the real one. He's
not,
the real one.
And I'm not biased because I was in it. You know what I mean?
Oh, my dad played a part in it at all. Yeah, no.
But that's the guy that really did it for me. Like he
he's
made
the
me,
OG Spider-Man.
He's the OG,
yes,
right?
Yes,
so, yeah, after that gig, though, everything changed. Everything changed. That's when the bigger roles started coming in. I mean, I started getting not commercials but campaigns, and it just expanded. You know what I mean? It got real.
Right. And you were 11 when you said
I was 11. Yeah.
Wow. What was your role in the for others that haven't seen the movie?
You know, when you work on a movie that damn big, any role is huge.
Oh yeah.
Right.
Oh yeah.
Because that was number one at all box offices. It broke all records. Right.
Oh yeah.
Yes. I literally had two lines.
Amazing.
Hey, that's all it takes.
Right. I was the in my credits. It's the amazed kid.
Okay.
Right. Yes. So he's on the scooter. He's going to see Mary Jane, and he's on the little scooter and gets hit by the car, and he does that big black flip. Mm-hmm. I said black flip. Well, I am half black. Black flip. Right. So he's like, "Whoa!" The kids are like, "Whoa! How'd you do that?" He's like, "I eat my green vegetables." Da 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 da. That was that whole moment.
Oh my God.
That whole moment, I would say at least had to pay me like $80,000.
Wow,
powerful.
Maybe more. Wow. I don't know. I got to talk to my accountant.
And I remember this scene, so I'm tripping out right now.
I still get checks from that.
I am tripping out right now from this. Holy shit.
Two lines.
Wow. That is so epic.
Actually, one line because they gave it to my boy. One line to my boy. Two lines.
Okay, there you go. There you go.
So it's nuts, man. This business is dope, though.
And like that's you said, powerful. It was literally from commercials, which was probably like a studio like this, but I'm sure a little bit bigger.
Yeah.
And like kind of compacted to you're literally on set where it looks like a whole New York City.
It was definitely New York. I forgot. I'm born and raised here. You know, I forgot where I was.
Wow.
They changed all the signs. They made the subway look like the New York subway. That's right? Wild. And I'm standing right there on the corner of Grand and, I think like Grand and 8th or Grand and 7th, somewhere right there where the Joey's is. You know where Joey's is.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Downtown.
Yeah.
Right there, that corner.
Wow.
And I'm sitting there like, wait, where am I?
Yeah.
I know this muscle.
I'm tripping out a little bit because I actually seen this movie. Everyone who hasn't seen this movie?
I've seen it like two times.
Yeah. So many times, actually. Yeah. And I actually really thought it was filmed in New York City. So
Most of it was.
Okay, okay.
But they got their movie magic trickery. Wow.
You would never know. This is so crazy.
Yeah. That's so powerful.
So then from Spider-Man, you're 11.
Yeah.
You know, it looks like you went into even, you know, your own shows, basically, where you're, like, one of the main stars. And this is the Disney Channel, right, that
right,
you were
right,
on.
Right,
okay,
right.
Okay.
So before you go too far, like, how did you even land Disney to begin with? Because, obviously, I think Spider-Man, was that part of Disney property at that time?
No, hell no.
Not yet,
separate,
right?
No,
it was separate. Okay. I think it was Marvel, or was even Marvel involved at that time?
Marvel was involved. Yeah, Marvel was involved. Goes back to Pops. Pops has been in the business, like I said, for so long. Mm-hmm. He's got so many connections and knows so many people. Mm-hmm. But this personal connection is actually really interesting because he had a friend over, or not just a friend, a childhood friend that he used to go to middle school with that worked at Disney Channel.
Oh, wow.
Nice.
Or Disney. But in the Disney Channel department as well. And he made a cold call one day and he says, look, my son just did this in Spider-Man and that. He's trying to do music with Disney.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't even acting. It was just music.
Got it. Yeah.
Because I've been producing and stuff at that time and making my own albums.
Wow.
And she's like, oh, okay, I got you. Your childhood friend, I'll set it up for your son. Boom, right?
Wow.
This is a funny story. I'll tell you the story.
Oh, shit.
She sets the music meeting up. It's all said and done. I forgot his name. Maybe I shouldn't even mention his name. But he's the head music director at Disney.
Wow.
Okay.
Right? At this time, there was no rap, no hip hop, no. It was just all like super pop.
Yes.
I think we had this is a little bit before the Cheetah Girls or some stuff.
Oh,
like,
okay.
Yeah, I can't really remember, but there was no rap.
All pop for sure.
Yeah, it was super pop. Yeah, it was like cheesy pop.
Yes. Right.
You know what I
mean? Right.
Real cheesy pop. Right.
Exactly.
So I'm born and raised in the hood. I'm from LA. You know what I mean? All the music I'm doing, you know, like it's not, you know, super like explicit or nothing.
Yes.
But it's some rap shit.
Definitely.
So I got the meeting, right? I come in there, the guy is like stone faced, just like, all right, why am I here? I'm just gonna listen to this kid. And I press play on this music I produce, It's just some rap, just black. Just me going, being lit, right. Hopping on the table, right? And he's just sitting there with his face like dead. Like, I'm like, damn. Oh shit, this is not going good. Wow. Right? I'm like, this is horrible right now, right? But you never stop the show though.
Okay,
keep
right.
the show rolling. So I'm sliding around the table. Yes. I'm doing all kind of moves. I'm doing extra shit you're not supposed to do. The office is a little smaller than this.
Oh dang. Holy shoot.
Right?
Yeah.
My dad is sitting there like, he's not feeling it. The guy's like looking at me like, not feeling it, right? My dad I love this guy. Holy he's shoot. Spitting out shit for me to do. Do the spin. Give him right.
Wow. Okay.
Coaching. Wow. Give him a spin. Right. Wow. All right. Yeah. All right. So we do it, and the music is banging. It's on some shit. I had a song, something like "What You Know About Me? What You Know About a G? Yeah, only 15. Okay. Like I was some shit.
Let's go.
And he's like, right. Mm-hmm. Suddenly, there's a knock at the door. Like, right. I'm like, oh shit, what's going on? Am I getting kicked out?
Right.
It's over. That's security. And some lady like peeks her head in. She's like, hi. She's like, little white lady. Hi.
Okay.
I'm like, hi.
Yeah.
Thank God, some new energy. Yeah.
Right.
She's like, can I come in? Can I peek in? I'm like, oh, yeah, come in. Right. He's just like, yeah, come on, whatever. She sits down. I continue my performance.
Right.
So now I got something of a new, you know, audience.
Okay, yes.
Which was good, so.
Sounds like it was godsend.
It was
like
great, right. Just, I cranked it up a little bit. I said, fuck him. I'm going to just give all my energy to her.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Okay. So I'm performing, I'm doing it, and she's just staring at me, and this little smile, tiny smirk happens, and her face gets red as a cherry.
Oh, wow.
Like red. I'm like, oh, shit, what's happening? She's about to combust or something.
Oh, right?
I finish my song, and she starts clapping. Oh, my God. Right?
Yes.
So at the end of the meeting, come to find out, she says, my name is Judy Taylor, and I'm in charge of all talent and casting of Disney Channel.
What?
And I want you to be in one of our shows.
No way.
Right? What? Guys, did you hear that?
Wow. Shout out to Judy Taylor.
Yeah, Judy Taylor.
Judy Taylor.
Love you, right?
Wow. Right.
So she's like.
And also dad, because.
And dad, yeah.
Dad had to go.
Dad had to play. He had to play.
Right,
I got it. So I'm like, all right. That's amazing. She's like, do you have a passport? I'm like, no, but I'm going to get one. Right. She's like, get one ASAP. You're going to be flying to shoot a movie called Camp Rock.
And that was it.
The rest is history.
That's no the beginning. Way. You guys
I didn't know what
it.
The hell Camp Rock was, uh-huh. nor did I care.
Okay, right.
I said, wow. I'm just getting my passport.
Yeah.
I didn't know nothing about the Joe Bros because they weren't nothing yet.
Yeah, right.
Demi, nothing. It was just like, I'm about to fly out, and here's the opportunity. And the dude that we had the meeting with, his face, he was like, kind of like hating on it.
Yeah. No, wow.
Because it was supposed to be his meeting.
Right.
But she came in, but she got she got more juice.
No way.
So she vetoed him.
Okay.
He was like,
she handled.
Right. So I finally seen him later, too. He was cool as shit.
Nice.
So I told you, I tried to give you a chance.
Right.
Try to give your ass a chance.
You
didn't see the vision.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
So that's how the whole journey of Disney Channel started, basically.
Wow. You guys, heard it here first. Like, this is, something that,
Yeah,
you
that's pretty exclusive.
That's exclusive.
Right,
like,
that was
crazy. Just to have her walk in like that and turning red like that.
And I don't know what made her, probably the loud ass rap music coming out of there. She's probably like, what the hell is that?
Yeah. Right. It wasn't the Cheetah Girls.
If she heard some type of Cheetah Girl shit, she probably would have been like, oh, that's right.
Just keep walking.
But it caught her interest because she said, I gotta see the person's face.
Yes.
That sounds like this.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah. Definitely.
That's shout out to Judy Taylor, baby.
Judy
changed
Taylor,
my life.
Right.
Yeah.
And not only that, in Camp Rock, you actually were rapping.
Yeah.
And
you see how that?
Yeah, exactly. You were rapping and dancing.
Right.
So, you know, did you inspire them to put that into, Camp Rock?
You know,
because like you
I
said,
don't know, because that's the thing. When I think they were still writing the script.
Okay.
And I think they were still putting it together.
Yeah.
So I think that with Judy Taylor's help, she probably suggested,
honestly,
we need some rap in here.
Yeah.
We got all this pop stuff and all this, you know, they had folk singing and all of that. But they were like, what about the rap shit?
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So I think I may have hit the button
on
that.
I think you did.
And they wrote
that
shit in.
Yeah, because it totally goes with you and everything that you
exactly.
do.
Yeah.
And
it was me. It wasn't like I was getting like a book in the character
right.
or something.
Right,
just,
right.
I just ended up doing what I did on
it
the table.
Roshan. Yes, yes, exactly.
So I'm saying?
Yes, right.
And I didn't think
like,
about that.
Yeah,
though.
No,
I
feel it because like, and yeah. I only say that because you're totally right. Before that, it was all pop. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah. Until, High School Musical type shit.
Yes.
Yeah.
Until yeah. you like really went in there and changed the game again. And now that we're hearing the exclusive story. Now we know she saw know. You. So, A,
Let's
shout out
real.
To Roshan for changing
yeah.
the game.
Yeah.
we needed this. We needed this.
No, and you I think you revolutionized the fact of how kids were watching television shows, especially like on the Disney Channel.
Yeah.
Straight up.
Because you're right, like all that pop was so simple and so, okay, everybody's doing it.
Right, right,
but you
right.
throw the rap, you throw your style, the dancing, and the mixture of things that you bring to the
set.
A
lot of it changed after that.
Oh, yeah.
I will say, like, Disney became way more open to hip-hop and rap and R&B.
Yeah,
you know, we got like the likes of Coco Jones that started. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. We had
right.
China McClain. Everything.
Oh, yeah.
And then
that's
obviously,
right.
you know, everything that came after that.
Right.
You know, Trevor Jackson. He's an R&B dude. All of these things really happened right after.
Yes.
Camp Rock.
Definitely.
Right.
Definitely. They really did. So
I ain't trying to say.
Real.
I ain't trying
exclusive.
To say. Give me my
you
kudos,
know. Right? But
let's
but,
think
I mean,
about
right,
it.
Yeah. Like, where's my check?
Yeah.
Right.
Exactly.
Nah,
right.
Talking, nah, that's what I'm talking about.
And you know, it's crazy.
Send it to my PO box.
You know, we're sitting here talking about Disney Channel, and I mean, this is like
this
major.
Is
this is huge.
Yeah,
you know
that's crazy.
So even though for us it just seems like regular, but this is anybody who's watching. This is the Disney Channel.
Yeah,
this
is
like
this is big.
You know, so was it that and then you go into Shake It Up right after that? Or did you have some shows in between?
Yeah.
Yeah, after Camp Rock, on Camp Rock I did, I think I was 15.
Okay.
We started shooting it then. I don't know how this happened, but literally on my 16th birthday,
mm-hmm.
we rapped.
Okay.
And then we started Camp Rock 2.
Yes.
I was 17 and literally on my 18th birthday, we rapped.
Mm-hmm.
There was some weird shit, like, on the day.
Wow.
Right?
Both times.
Yeah, I don't know if it was both times, but it was one of them.
Right,
but definitely,
right.
My birthday was happening
mm-hmm.
right when we were rapping, right?
Interesting.
And so I'm 18 at that time. And then they're like, oh, what you gonna do now? What do you want to do? Do you want to stay? I had a little contract with Disney, you know?
Okay.
And they started throwing, like, little interstitial things for me to do.
Mm-hmm.
They got that's some side projects, little guest star roles.
Yes.
Music stuff too, because I was doing music in Camp Rock, so
right,
little tour stuff.
Yes.
And I actually went out on some auditions, and nobody knows this actually. There was one job that I booked that I was actually kind of excited about, and just so happened to be on Nickelodeon.
No way.
Okay.
And I was gonna be a lead.
Okay.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. The name of the show that possibly.
Let me
was gonna
think. Oh, this was I think this was. Whose show was this? It might have been Kiki Palmer's show.
Okay.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I don't remember what. Do you remember the name of that show?
I remember the name, yeah, but I don't remember.
Might have been Kiki Palmer's show. I don't know what it was, but it was going to be a good look.
Yes,
okay.
Yes.
And the check was a better look.
Okay.
I ain't going to lie. The check was
right,
crazy,
right?
Yeah.
Okay.
So here's the deal. So I'm like, okay, this is a good play, but I just did a whole bunch of, you know, Disney shit.
Right.
Yeah.
So I'm
and
like,
still in contract with Disney.
Right. Well, somewhat. A loose contract in a way where I could still, you know,
nice.
Go.
Okay, nice.
Okay.
But I remember they were like, we have a opportunity for you. We want to bring you in to, you know, see if you want to be a part of this show.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And when they say an opportunity, that means an audition.
There you go.
I thought, you know, we all think when you say opportunity, they about to give you a
right.
real bone. No,
right,
they
right,
had my
right.
ass in an audition straight
wow.
up. About 4 or 5 auditions. I'm going in. It's 100 people. It dwindles down to like 50 people. It dwindles
Got
down
it.
To 40 people.
Wow.
I mean, a lot of people.
Wow.
I'm like, this ain't
that
no damn.
About,
it's an opportunity.
Yeah, yeah,
but,
yeah.
Yeah.
Right,
I'm
right,
like,
right. That's a lot of people.
You know what I mean?
To get the part.
Yeah,
yeah,
but I got the upper hand because I'm already
yeah.
on a hit movie and all
yes.
of that, right?
Yes.
So I'm in there. I'm doing my thing. And it just goes down to 2 people.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm one of the 2 people after like the 5th
wow.
audition, right?
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
And I'm like, all right, this is kind of weird.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? This is weird.
Right, right. Sitting with that person.
Yeah, I'm like,
you know?
we're here. I go in the office. I do what I do. And I get the job. And then they say, all right, well, you're on a show called Shake It Up Chicago.
No way.
Wow.
And what do you want to do? Mind you, I already have the other show on avail.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So now I got a choice to make.
Oh, wow.
I'm like, dude,
wow.
dude, and I'm one of the second leads, like I'm closer to the you know up the, up the scale on the Nickelodeon show. And honestly, the check was way better than the Disney. Of course. But you got to weigh it out. This is Disney versus Nickelodeon. I'm sitting there like,
You're in the crossroad, dude.
Yeah, bigger check, more star power on Nick, or Disney, and really take it to the next level. Mm-hmm. And I don't even know who's going to be on the show. You saw me? I know somebody was going to be, you know, already popping on the the Nickelodeon show, but I don't know what the Disney show is going to be at all.
That's right.
But I took the gamble. And it ended up being the number one show of all time. You know what I mean? So I think I made the right decision.
Yes, I think so too.
I think I'm good. You know what I mean? But shout out to my Nickelodeon homies. You know what I mean? Shout out to my boy Leon Thomas. That's my family, bro.
There you go.
People fuck with Nickelodeon too, though.
Yeah, definitely.
And to dig a little deep, so obviously you're creating all this fame. You're still very, very young. And before we go too far, so Disney, Nickelodeon, right? So these are huge, huge companies that have major impacts on anybody's lives. I mean, they're everywhere. They own like half the – they probably own half of the world. So has there been ever a time that you felt very uncomfortable with the process of working with Disney or Nickelodeon? Because obviously with big giants like that, they have a lot of control with what you need to do to either fit the part or – fit the audition. Was there ever an experience that you had with Disney or with Nickelodeon that maybe you felt this wasn't the right move for you?
I'm just blessed, man.
Wow.
I'm just blessed because I think my authenticity coming in the gate is what set me up for, you know, not having those issues. I've always done roles and always fit the mold of roles that are me.
Yes.
I never played a role. I just played Roshan with an alternate twist.
Think
about it, on Camp Rock.
Yes.
I was rapping, dancing, having fun.
Yes.
Crazy dude.
That's you.
High energy.
Yes.
Flip to Shake It Up. Playboy, pretty boy, about the girls, dancing, spinning, fly guy.
Exactly.
I've been blessed to not have to go out of my comfort zone. You know what I mean? Yeah, and they embrace that on Disney for sure.
Yeah.
I can't say that for everyone else. I know it's been hard for a lot of other people. Also because of, you know, me being a man and, and the girls get a little more focused. They get a little more pressure, you know. And because of the way me and my father handle ourselves, we're already in the professional, you know, flow of things. They kind of treated us differently. You know, they didn't treat us like we were newbies from, you know, Florida or something. They don't know how this business works. So we got a different respect level from Disney and a lot of the big executives where they're like, we don't have to worry about Roshan. I know he knows, they know what to do. They know how the protocol works, you know what I mean? I wasn't going to be out there doing all crazy shit on camera.
And where was your mom in all this? Since you bring up your dad a lot.
My mom, she's a trooper, man.
There you go.
She's the silent partner. She makes it all work, to be honest with you, you know. And the ups and downs of life, especially on, you know, financial things and all kind of things. My mom is just the backbone. She holds it all together, you know what I mean?
She's like the glue between everything.
Yeah, the glue. Yeah, I love that. For sure.
Shout out to mom, too.
Mom, you know I love you, baby.
Right.
No, mom's is the one, though. Yeah,
there you go. And I love the question that he asked because, again, we know so many different people in the industry, and that's one of the main things that they talk about is that a lot of them go through this control, and it just, like, stops them from doing the work. And you know what I mean? And it looks like you're totally right. You have your dad who's been in the industry. You've been in certain things before, so they couldn't really, like, you know, control you like that.
You can't tell somebody that already knows the process. You know, obviously I had to learn new things, but yeah, they couldn't come in and act like I was just a newbie off the street.
Okay, love that. Did you ever have any like drama on any of these shows? No way.
There's drama. I mean, there's always drama. That's the whole thing. I mean, starting from Camp Rock, you know what I mean? You got everybody wanted to be the star and shit.
That's right.
Of course. I was really not, you know, I wasn't popping like that yet. So everybody wanted to be their best in competing.
Yes.
I will say, me and the partner that I was with on Camp Rock, he was doing 3 months. He was always trying to overshadow me. I ain't gonna lie. But that's
you know
thing.
Who you are,
right?
Yeah,
you know, you're watching this.
I ain't gonna hate on him. That's my dog, J Man. But no, it became like that unspoken, you know. It's just competitive.
Yes.
Unspoken battle of, like, we are somewhat lower in the cast. You know, we're a little bit down the totem pole, but we're not all the way at the rock bottom, we floating in the middle somewhere. Mm-hmm. But we have a very particular part. We hold down a very, you know, unique and special piece of that whole. We're the rap hip hop.
Exactly.
Okay, you know what I mean? Yes. We're the black motherfuckers. That's there you okay. go. So, yes. so we okay. we, we are the ones that that people are gonna identify with that watch Camp Rock if they're black or whatever the case is.
Got it.
You know how it is. I don't know if y'all know, but black people, we love to compete, man. We competitive. You know what I mean? We competitive, right? So I'm over here trying to do one spin. He want to do two spins.
Okay.
I'm going to the left. He want to shuffle two times to the left. Like, come on, dog. Right, we all fighting to get to the front. You know what I mean? Yeah. I'm like, look, we should be fighting the mother motherfuckers trying to get in front, not each other. Like, what are we doing, bro? Right? But it made the show much better. It made you made the performance much better because we really were the ones pushing the performance hard. Wow, you know what I mean? Yes. Because maybe because of the competition.
Right. Yeah. Right.
That actually probably helped you guys become even bigger just by the fact of the competition.
Yeah,
it was healthy, I'm sure.
Yeah, it was healthy though too because we did get along. It's just, man, everybody want a piece of the pie. Nobody want the small slice.
Right, exactly. And I think you guys actually made that movie.
Let's be real.
So just say, you know.
Appreciate you, man. Nobody else was going to be jumping on trampolines and shit.
Right? Rapping, putting on a whole performance.
You know what I'm
saying? Okay, this was like the best part of the movie.
I appreciate you.
You know? And then what about Shake It Up? I think you had a little bit of drama on there, no?
Nah, yeah, you bringing up.
I have to.
He loves the drama, dude.
I know, it's drama.
He loves the drama.
Yeah, I told the story on another podcast about the Bella slap. It was really, you know, just to reiterate it, to keep it real, it was really a it was just a little girl thing, you know what I mean? She was young and she just got a really snappy, you know, spirit.
Right.
It wasn't like we weren't beefing, it was no problem. Mm-hmm. It was just something that naturally she thought was funny.
Yeah.
And naturally I did not.
Okay.
Wow.
Right.
So the slap was real. This is the real deal.
Wow. She smacked me really, really good.
Holy
shit. Fast too, like a viper. So I didn't see it come, I couldn't even block it.
Wow.
I couldn't, it was like, pow. I was like,
wow. So you guys weren't like mad at each other or anything?
No. Like I said, right after the smack happened, I said what I said. I said, look, I'm not the one, little son.
I'm not the one,
right?
Right.
And she's like, she looked at me. She's like, I think this nigga's serious. Mm-hmm. I think he's very serious. And I'm like, yeah, I am.
Right.
Never did it again. No problem.
Good.
Still, she still don't care, though. She's still like, her energy is always going to be big and you know, fire energy.
Right.
So we didn't even dwell on it long.
Okay.
It was over. We moved on and now we back talking shit to each other.
There you go. I mean, that's pretty epic getting slapped by Bella.
Yeah, it was epic. The only person that actually smacked me like that.
Okay. Wow.
That's
so
real shit.
You have that on Bella. You're the only one.
The only one. Ain't nobody ever done that.
Wow. But you guys are good now. So.
Yeah, we cool, man. I ain't true.
Love that. So for people to know, and I don't know if this is true or not, is that your actual name, Rashawn, is your real legal name?
Yeah, that's my real legal name, man.
Correct me if I'm wrong, because you've been in the game and in film and all that. Do people really use their first name in most actual shows and TV series and all that?
They use my full name, but this is what I go by just for my artist name. And now, moving forward in my acting world, I'm doing the singular name thing. I think it's such a powerful name. I mean, my last name is special to me because it's my family, you know?
Yes, of course.
But just for purposes of how important the first name is for me, it has a little bit of meaning, a lot of meaning. My dad's name is Roy. My mom's name is Sean.
Oh, wow.
No kidding.
No way.
So that's everything right
that's
there.
That's so cool.
It's all in one.
Right,
I don't even need the last one right now.
Right,
it's a combo.
Wow. I love that. Wow.
I got lucky though, cause if they had crazy ass names, then I would have had some.
okay, for real. For
some
real.
Other name. Yeah. They would have called me something crazy.
Yeah, this.
Laka paka, daka, laka paka. I don't know.
No, this goes perfect.
Yeah.
Since again we're still on all this Disney Channel and you being on all these shows.
Yeah.
How was it in regards to you being the superstar and like you going out in public and people always coming up to you and like how did that feel being so young and just being so popular, because you still are. Again, we're still in the malls with you and people are running at you. But I know at that point in your life, it's like extreme because, you know, you're doing the Camp Rock 1 Part 2 and so many people are watching Disney Channel. Like, how did you even like walk out in public and deal with these fans?
Man, I stayed out in public.
There you go.
I was like, give me more.
Yeah, right.
Like I said, this is the Super Bowl for us entertainers.
Got it. Yes.
Some people see it different, and that's all good. Mm-hmm. But when you come from a family like mine, this is a Super Bowl. We congratulate this. This is what this is what we've been waiting for. Right. If this shit ain't happening, then there's a problem.
There is a problem.
You know what I'm saying? So I'm like embracing it all. Okay. I love my fans, and as we know, man, fans, they not always so loyal. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. They can flip up if you're not catering to your people, mm-hmm. just like anybody.
Of course. Yes.
You lose them, you know what I mean? Yeah. So if you want to make sure that people get the appreciation and see your appreciation for supporting you, mm-hmm. then you got to be outside and you got to show them you fuck with them.
There you go.
That's powerful. And that's why you've been able to keep up with so many followers. I mean, you have 474,000 followers on Instagram. You have almost 700,000 followers on TikTok. And that's just, you're just scratching the surface. You're still growing.
I like that.
And building so much. Yeah. We didn't look into your YouTube, but I'm sure you got so many different things going on.
I disappeared for a minute, and I'm going to be real. This is a while I have experience with this.
Okay.
By disappearing, it's exactly what I said. You know, fans move on. People move on. Right. A lot of things get, you know, a bigger light. Yes. And I actually was closer to 1 million years ago.
Nice.
Okay.
Yeah, you know how Instagram changed the algorithm, all kind of things, doing clicky-clack. They start doing a little cleanup and all kinds of So,
happened to us all.
You know, just organically, just over time, numbers start dropping. And, when you step away, that's what happens.
Yes.
So now I'm thankful for that, though, because now I know the ones that are still there.
There you go.
They're the real ones.
That's the heavy loyal ones.
You know what I mean? They're the loyal ones. So I know who I'm catering to, my real ones,
And did you ever have any, like, because there's so many fans. Did you ever have any, like, crazy fan experiences where they were just too much?
Yeah.
Okay.
I still, you know what I mean? I still love it. You know what I mean? I appreciate it.
Right.
But I don't think you should be asking for an autograph in the bathroom.
Okay, yeah,
okay.
Why you taking a piss? Like,
wow.
That's a little weird. I ain't gonna lie.
Way.
Yeah, are like the paper in front of you while I'm like, that's.
No way.
I had to tell homie, like, bro, look, man, like, this ain't the place.
Isn't it the homie?
No, he wasn't a homie. He was just.
As a dude.
Yeah, he's just a dude. He's like, bro, can you sign this? I'm like, bro, hold on, man. Give me like 3 seconds, bro. Like, you wildin' right now. Let me finish this. Put the paper all in front of me. I'm like, yo.
No, this is extreme. Holy shit.
But that's what's up. So I went outside. As soon as I went outside, because he ran out there, he done told 100 people. I don't know who. So I'm stuck at the bathroom, like, signing autographs, taking pictures. It says the little men's restroom sign behind me. You can probably find it on YouTube.
Okay,
it's pretty funny, though.
Yeah, wow. Thank you for, like, filling us in on this world. Because
that's a crazy one.
I've always wanted to know, like, because fans can get crazy. And that's a crazy story.
Yeah.
So, holy shoot. That's wild.
And let's dig a little deeper. So you've been in film. You're rapping. You're creating all these different things.
Right.
You also have a clothing brand. No, let's expand on that. So we actually have a group in our Instagram called Fashion Icons.
Yeah.
And you have a brand called Iconis, right?
Economist.
Yeah. So what gave you the idea to create that brand? Like, that name is so genuine.
Yeah.
Like, it's so cool.
I appreciate you. I try to keep my shit original. But I've always try to embrace people that I look up to and that inspire me. Okay. You see what I'm saying?
Yes.
And there's a lot of people that in this world don't really get the light they deserve for many reasons, but do deserve it and have so many talents. That can produce, write their own music, act, dance, multifaceted like me, and don't get the chance or the opportunity to get some light shed on them to get a kickstart, you know what I mean? Like I have, right?
Right.
So I've always, before Iconomist, I had a label called Elevate, which is, if you think about it, the same purpose. It's about, self-empowerment and being your best self. Mm-hmm. But this is somewhat of a bigger conglomerate, you know what I mean? Iconomist is a three-tier type of situation like Roc Nation. It's a record label, extension of a clothing line, and media company, multimedia company, shooting music videos, TV, whatever.
And like you run the whole thing.
I'm CEO.
I love that.
Powerful.
Wait, hold on. CEO?
It just
sounds
nice.
I just like the way it sounds. CEO, you know.
Right.
I'm founder, CEO, you know.
There you go.
But the reason this came together is because I think that everybody needs to learn how to, like, channel their inner icon. Being an icon doesn't always mean you're famous.
Right.
Makes
you know
sense.
What I mean?
Right.
Being an icon can be internal as well. You got to see yourself as an icon before you become one.
Wow.
You know what I mean?
Yes,
you got to move
definitely.
Like an icon if you want to be seen as an icon.
Yes.
So Iconomist, and I'm a big nerd. I can't lie. I will go to the end of the earth for some new technology.
Yes. Right. Same here.
So in the midst of making it in 2022, autonomous robots and vehicles were hot and still are hot, and I'm nerding out all night.
Right.
You know what I mean? And autonomous is to be self-operating, self-controlled, does its own thing. So if you put iconomous and autonomous together, you're a self-operating icon.
Wow.
You're a self-made icon.
I love this so much.
You know what I'm saying? So it's just powerful. A way to just keep your mind in the right path at what you're doing. And if you're pushing hard and you believe in yourself, you're going to be who you want to be.
Wow.
And that's the way of the future. Let's be real. Like thinking like that, thinking about artificial intelligence and technology. I mean, it's all over the internet.
It is.
All what people are talking about.
Hell yeah.
I think that's super powerful because that makes your brand even more... Like, it will continue for a very, very long time.
Absolutely. You know? It's right in the pocket. And that's the thing. That's another a layer of you know, possibilities for artists and entertainers is that with the help of technology, you don't need a whole motherfucking PR team anymore.
Right.
You know, all these assistants and all this other stuff with AI, with ChatGPT, with yourself in a computer and some time and some coffee and no distractions. You can run your whole business yourself like an icon is supposed to.
Yeah.
Wow, that is major so fact. Powerful.
You know what I'm saying? That was like an infomercial.
That was everything.
That's it.
That
we got it.
We're going to
get your autonomous robot now.
Yeah, exactly. Can you tell us actually what's going to happen with this clothing brand? Because this is the future of clothing.
The future is now, too.
You know, it's happening right now.
That's right.
But I know your mindset probably has so many ideas. Do you think you can give us a little bit of what you have like in store for everyone?
I want to start it off less of a streetwear brand, and I really want to go into just more quality fashion.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Obviously, I care about the planet as well, so I want to do a lot of sustainable, you know, clothing and recycle materials and things like that. Really push the boundaries of what technology can do for the clothing company, for the clothing world. I mean, and but right now, just to get the you know the ball rolling, it's moving so much more like a merch to the record label.
Sweet.
So
powerful.
The levels. So this is really just making sure that people understand that we're pushing out high-end entertainment, high-end music, high-quality production, and then the branch off later will be, you know, that's the audio to it, and here's the visual.
Sweet.
And they collide whenever the time is right. But that's coming, though. It's all this year. It's no stopping. I can't.
Yes. You're doing so much right now that I have so many questions. So even you're producing right now and rapping at the same time.
Yeah.
And your music is about, obviously, you know, AI, technology.
we heard it.
Can we say also, like, aliens?
That's my old music, Brad. Okay, to be honest with you, I've always, like, good research. I've always been talking about the future and space.
And
I love that. But
same.
To keep it real with you right now, I'm in more of a personal space musically. Okay. I'm talking about my, you know, my experiences and my love experiences.
Nice.
And the shit that people really need to hear about when, when they're going through hard times or they want somebody to connect with. You know what I mean?
Or
just my fans that need to know that I'm a human and I'm not an alien.
Right.
Because that's all
I mean, are you sure?
Like Men in Black. I'm like,
zip this. For real. Well, no. And this music hasn't been released yet.
I'm just starting to like.
Okay.
Release some snippets on the gram. I just
Powerful.
Posted
something. I love that.
We saw the snippets and we're like, holy shoot, it looks so lit.
Yeah, it's going to be nice, though. I'm excited about it.
And again, you're producing, but. All these talents, you know, from dancing to producing to rapping to acting.
Yeah, it's a lot of shit going on.
It's so much going on. And I know you said you kind of had like a light shined on you since you were younger and all that. But in all reality, it really is you as well because you have to put in so much work with all these different industries, all this different work. So at the same time, it is also you. You know what I mean? Like, I know you're very humble and you're giving it to a lot of people. But
and you are humble. I mean, let's be real. We've had at least 100 podcasts and I can tell you some rappers and film people that have been on this
they
show
be trying to act like the one
and I'm like is it over, is it already an hour, is it done?
It's like I don't want to talk to myself
like I'm like sweating.
And even again the dancing is just so extreme that you made it to, you know, Dancing with the Stars. I have to drop that up too.
Right, the Dancing with the Stars experience, man, is like the crazy part is I've been a naturally freestyle just a freestyle dancer all my life.
Okay.
I don't even know how the hell I got all on these projects. I don't even know. I've never taken dance classes.
I
just do what
them.
I naturally do.
What
you know what I mean?
Wow.
Which has been inspired and driven by, you know, the love for Michael Jackson I have and his music and his entertainment.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Okay.
But all I was doing is just, paying homage to him. And next thing you know, I'm on a big stage doing the same thing.
Darn, I wish the studio was big enough for you to do some moves.
So, the moves, man, I'm kind of keeping those in the pocket now because once the new music comes out and the new projects, I want it to be a little more spectacular.
There you go.
Kind of a,
How did you get the call for Dancing with the Stars? Because this show had Kim Kardashian. It is so hard to get on this show.
It is hard, right?
It's tough. I know how they did. They saw you dancing.
You're wrong.
Okay.
It's just crazy. I didn't even remember this.
Okay,
shout out to my boy Cody Lindley.
Okay.
Cody Lindley. What's up, baby?
Let's go,
We did an internet show when YouTube just started, right?
Mm-hmm.
We had a rap show. Cody Lindley, let me tell you who he is first.
Okay,
he played Jake Ryan on Hannah Montana.
No way.
Okay, got it.
Okay.
Now we know who it is. It connects.
That's my dog, man, right?
Wow,
so he likes to rap and shit, play guitar, you know, and all that. And, I mean, he was the only one really into rap like that from Disney at the time that was actually freestyling and shit. So we was just instantly linked up.
Right.
We became good friends. We started this show on YouTube when YouTube was just a baby, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Called the Roe and Co Show.
Okay.
Right.
Okay.
So we rapping. We on YouTube just being us. He came to my hood, right, in a drop top Mustang with the top down, mind you. I'm in the hood, right? So the little white boy with his shirt on, pulling up, hair, blonde hair. Everybody on the block who's this motherfucker? His music is blasting, right? He hop out, he walking. My dad is like, yo, what the hell are you doing, bro? Put your top up. Put a shirt on.
Put a shirt on.
Right?
Yeah.
He's like, oh, no, I'm cool, dude. I'm trying. I'm like, all
right,
get your ass in the house.
Right.
So we get in the house. We chilling, and he's like, oh man, cool house. Da, da, da. We start recording these videos, and they start going viral.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
First viral, right?
Wow.
And we're like, what the hell? This is crazy. Let's keep doing it.
Yes.
We came close, and then he gets a call one day, dude, I'm going to be on Dancing with the Stars.
Oh, shoot.
Wow.
Okay.
And I'm like, dope.
That's cool.
Right.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
That don't mean shit to me, but that's dope.
Right.
Little did I know, it did mean shit to me because he's such a good friend, bro. He said, bro, come on there with me. They have a segment and they want to meet some of my friends. I want you to come through.
Wow.
I said, oh, you the one, bro. So I pull up. I meet all the people. We're talking. We're joking.
Okay.
We're rapping, all of that.
Wow.
Right? He does it. I don't know what place he got. He got pretty far, though. It was a great time.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. He finished it. And then the next year or the year after that, I'm on Shake It Up.
Okay.
Yeah.
Or leaving Camp Rock, going to Shake It Up, or either just got Shake It Up.
So Dancing with the Stars was before.
Yeah, that was. This happened right after Camp Rock.
Got it.
So it was right in the middle of somewhere, right?
Mm-hmm.
No, actually, I did Dancing with the Stars. I think after season one of Shake It Up.
Yeah.
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
Yes.
But I met with them. I met with them with Cody after Camp Rock, or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So I get this call. They're like, hey, I see you on the show, and you're such a good personality. We met you with Cody Lindley. We're wondering if you would want to be a contestant.
Wow.
I'm like, damn, Cody, you got the plan.
Yeah, this is huge.
I'm like, this is crazy.
Yeah,
like, let me think about it.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah. Give me 2 seconds.
Yeah, let me talk to my manager real quick. Looked in the mirror.
Oh, shoot.
He good.
Okay. That's right. Love it.
Yeah.
That's powerful stuff, man.
You're being so humble. It's so amazing to have you here.
I'll keep it real, bro.
Wow.
I love that.
That's how
I mean, that obviously... Yes, it's amazing, Cody. Shout out to you. But at the same time, they saw you.
Yeah,
and
they did,
seen
they
your
did,
moves
did,
and they seen who you are and your energy. And it. And it's you again in the end. But I just love how humble you are with everything. It's so powerful. But,
I'm trying to be a good example for all these liars out here, bro.
Right. Honestly,
love that.
Yeah.
What's in store for you for the future? So obviously, we know you love technology, AI.
Yeah.
You're creating all this new music that you're going to roll out soon.
Yeah.
What's something that you've been trying to put together that maybe in the next 5 years you're like, all right, this is going to happen. I have my ideas, my blueprints ready. Is there something that you feel like people just don't know what to expect?
The next transition, the evolution in my acting career. That's the new Roshan, the new The 33-year-old that don't look 33.
Right, yes. Right.
But I have so many more experiences, and I got so much more depth to share and more roles to do that maybe I just looked a little too young to do before.
Okay.
But finally, I think I am starting to look closer to my age. Not all the way.
Not even. Not but
closer.
But I know you
that. So with that, I really want that to reflect through my acting projects. And that's one thing I'm really excited about, the new Roshan on TV and on films. But as far as, you know, the music, I love being an artist, but I'm also a businessman, and I can't wait for my label to flourish and really have, like, a special place in this business. Because I want to push boundaries. I want to do things that, you know, people might not be comfortable doing in the music because of the fear of not being popular.
I get that.
Right.
That's what Iconomist stands for. I mean, being popular only comes, you know, after people realize how dope you are. And it takes time. Like, Prince didn't happen overnight.
Exactly.
But Prince definitely wasn't like everybody else.
Yes.
Nor was Michael Jackson. Did you see them damn socks?
Right. Yeah. The gloves, the everything.
If you seen somebody, even in that day, though, if you saw somebody walking around with damn sparkly socks, you would have been like,
for real.
And penny loafers? Right? So he really had to, like, he had to push the issue and force the issue. And now my ass is walking around with the socks.
Right. 3.0, Roshan.
You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean?
Right.
No, but, so I want to push the boundaries, like I said, in the music field and then also the fashion. It's just levels of it. And just have, you know, have a space, a place where we produce the cool shit, the
love
new
that.
Shit, you know, the fearless shit, more so. So the acting is going to all propel that as well. I think it's all synergistically going to work together.
I love that.
Everything we're talking about has been so amazing, so powerful, so much, like, you know, so much good stuff. But but one thing, and it's hard to ask our guests this because, again, maybe you don't want to go into this mindset.
What's up?
But, you know, we want to know, like, has there been a time where it wasn't so good, where you had, like, a moment where you're like, I'm not getting out of bed today, I can't do this anymore, I'm giving up, but then you were able to, like, snap out of it?
Nah, never giving up. That has never hit my mind, ever. But there was times where it's like, what am I doing?
Okay.
You know what I mean? Like, why am I doing this again?
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, you gotta, it takes, when things dry up, you know, and it is not as easy as it was before, you start thinking, okay, is this direction the right direction? Mm-hmm. Should I pivot to get back to this? Like I said, never giving up. Mm-hmm. But sometimes you gotta feel like maybe it's a different avenue I have to take to end up at the same place, or should I just keep going at it, you know what I mean, the same way?
Right.
And those times are the times that get a little convoluted, a little confusing. But they're very rare for me.
Okay.
They're very rare for me.
Right.
And I think it is, a lot of it is dependent on who I'm around.
Okay.
And who's new in my life.
Okay.
And who could be a huge motherfucker distraction.
Of course.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
And with distractions come, you know, bad energies and maybe too many parties and too much shit that takes you away from your focus.
Mm-hmm.
You
there
know?
You go.
And those are the little few times that, you know, you got to kind of tap back into your reasoning.
Got it.
Your purpose, you know?
Right.
But for me personally, they last maybe a day.
Okay, that's powerful. That's
Because there's a lot
maybe
of people.
Wow, that's really
there's
powerful.
So many people that don't even know that. The message you just said right now, if anybody can understand that, it's how many times in our lives have we had the opportunity to go party, hang out, drink,
all
have a great
time?
All the time, right? But for you to be able to say, oh, I can, like, within a day snap out of it, it's such a great, you know, attribute that you have. You know, because we've had so many challenges, like, let's go partying and have a good time, because with money,
that shit makes it worse, though.
It makes worse. No, that's it does.
Definitely, you know what I mean?
But I will say that the blessing to be, again, Iconomist or self-operating is what saved me. I've never had to rely on anybody to tell my story or to get my feelings out.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
This is something that I haven't tapped on, is that when I feel certain way, I find any outlet to record it.
Mm-hmm.
Even record it,
write
it down.
Okay.
If you don't know how to heal yourself, then you're going to rely on other people to do it for you.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the one thing in life we know
that
you can never be certain of.
Yes.
You see what I'm saying? Yes.
That's a powerful message, man.
I'm just letting you know.
That is
I always got my music studio right to the right of me.
Yes.
I always got my I use Notion. I don't know if you guys know Notion.
I'm
working on projects all day, ideas, content. I'm actually writing a film right now. I'm doing all kind of creative things. once I start doing those, right, and if I'm in the slump, those are the things that make me see the bigger vision again. Wow. Mm-hmm. Because it activates.
Yes.
Now, if I had to call up the homie to get in the studio and then write the song, and I don't know how to write music. And
right. Yeah. Right. Ask your manager
manager. Yeah, I get that. Yeah. I need auditions. Da, 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 da. No, that's not how it's been for me. It's been in a place where I'm like, okay, I feel something. Let me do something about it. Wow. I get up. Wow. Like right now in my life, I feel something. I just finished the whole EP on my own, recording, writing. So I would say any message to anybody is just learn how to heal yourself and learn how to take matters into your own hands and believe in your craft. Do it yourself. Wow. Do this shit yourself, because it only means something if it comes from you.
So it's like,
it
comes from inner. That's so powerful. So it's like self-inspiration.
Yeah.
And basically not blaming anyone else.
Can't blame nobody. Hell no.
Wow.
Because they got their own lives. Everybody got their own lives. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? We don't die in double caskets. You know what I mean? Yes, it's one per casket.
Yeah.
Wow.
You gotta hold your shit down.
Yes, definitely.
So this is some good language right now. You're speaking some wisdom. I'll just give you that shit. It's young wisdom, but you're like 100 years old mentally.
I know, man. Somebody else asked me that. They were like, have you lived multiple lives? I'm like, I think so.
I think three, four.
Yes, the aliens.
So I'm gonna throw you some quick hit questions. Can you name like two of the best actors you work with, the ones that you like connected with the most?
Besides Roshan,
you know, it would have been me. And
damn, I gotta recall. I gotta really recall. Let me think.
There's been a lot, honestly.
Yeah, you probably.
Cause so many damn sets, man. You can't throw me under the bus like
that. For real, he did that.
You're about to make somebody mad.
You don't have to answer.
No, let me think. Let me think though, for real.
Yeah. Might have been Toby.
obviously, but I wouldn't equivalate that to working, because it was like, I just saw him do his thing.
Yes, exactly.
I wasn't really working. I just was supporting.
Yes, yes.
It's got to be something in there. I got a lot of sets, bro.
Love it.
I work with some pretty legendary actors on... They were so great, so dope. Mm-hmm. I can't recall their names right now, but they were on the show Parenthood.
Oh, okay. Yes, okay.
I played this Justin Bieber type pop star named Chad Love.
Okay.
Oh, yes.
And I was on that set, and I just saw how they worked.
Yes.
And they're big time actors for sure. You know what I mean? They held it down. Yeah, yeah. Do you remember the actor's name?
I know the parent.
You've seen it though.
Exactly, but I can't remember.
They're crazy, and I'm trying to think outside the Disney box because. You know, we were all kids and we're still learning the craft, so I can't really say.
I get that.
The best. But shout out to Zendaya, shout out to Bella. Yes. You know,
okay.
I will say at the end of the day, they are the closest to real actresses and actors that I've seen on Disney. Why? Because I was a part of a musical. And that came with a whole bunch of other dynamics. It wasn't all about the acting. But these two ladies right here, they held down a whole damn series.
Powerful.
Oh, my God.
You see what I'm saying?
They made a name for themselves,
too. The whole thing was about them. I mean, I'm watching them rehearse these lines at 6 o'clock in the damn morning, maybe earlier. Right. And they'll flip up the whole damn script in a matter of 5 minutes.
Powerful.
Now they got to remember some whole other shit. Mine don't change. I'm good, right?
Yeah.
Right.
And I just be making up stuff anyway, so it don't matter, right?
Right.
But they got to figure out the whole new monologue. And I watched that, man, and I was really proud to be
powerful.
Around that and see them do that and tackle that series like that. So I'll give it up to them.
There you go. That's powerful. Working with Zendaya, I mean...
I like how you said her name, Zendaya.
Right.
It's very Mexican.
He put a spin Zendaya. On it. Zendaya.
You
should hear the other words he says.
Wow. I know her energy is powerful and she works so hard, but I'm sure it was so powerful for her to also work with you because your energy is so high.
Bro.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Right?
We were tearing the set up, bro. Like
that's right.
We had the most fun on set.
I can feel that.
Me and her, or me and Adam Irigoyen, shout out to the hub, man.
There you go.
We made sure that it didn't feel so much like work.
That's powerful.
You
love that. Yeah.
We figured out how to have fun through all of the madness.
Yes. You
know?
There you go.
Who the hell wants to be sitting up at 5:30, 6 in the morning looking at a big-ass light getting makeup slapped on your face?
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
And
that's not bad.
And not be around people you like.
That's right.
And you're still close to them, too, huh?
Yeah,
to this day.
I mean, you know how it is. I mean, life is crazy. It's hard to connect like that, but we're definitely close, man.
I love that.
We're always going to be close, even if we don't talk.
That's fascinating.
Yes, love that.
Well, Rashawn, you definitely provided a lot of light to your life and everything here in this podcast.
This
we honestly really appreciate you being here. And you guys have to see the influencing video we did with him. Seriously, a big
let's do some more.
I mean, we tried to do a makeover, but you look so cool already.
We tried.
We did
transformation videos. He came in looking so amazing.
I tried, man.
All that, how do we transform that to that? It's like,
you say I look so amazing. I literally grabbed the first thing I saw. It was not planned.
Oh, wow.
And it worked, though.
Right. It worked. It was just some free shit.
There you go.
It was just matching. So.
Dude,
thank
it was
you.
Simple.
No, definitely.
But thanks for being on our show.
Yeah,
honestly, if you want to do any messages to maybe directly to the camera for any of your followers,
fans, loves, appreciate y'all always for supporting. New Rashawn is on the way. A lot of new things to share with you guys and experience with y'all. I'm really excited for y'all to meet the new me, and look out for all the new projects, music, movies, clothing, all of that. Rashawn, love
there
y'all.
There you go. Huge inspiration. It was an honor to have you here today. Thank you, man.
Appreciate y'all.
Can't wait to see all the new Rashawn that's going to come out. We're fans as well. So we're right there behind the camera, too.
And right here from Beverly Hills, guys.
Yes,
thanks so much for watching.
Yes, thank you so much.
Yeah.